G'day guys, and welcome to another series of our podcast. I think we're up to episode 3 or 4, keeping up with Kafkas. And today I have with me a very special guest, an author, entrepreneur, real estate professional, skilled marketer, expert negotiator, owner, CEO of Quarter View Real Estate, and someone that's had the pleasure of being invited to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house, but he'll tell us more about that later in the program. Mr. Adam Hayes, how are you, lad?
Very well, Peter. Thank you.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. You know, you are my boss too.
That's right.
All right, mate, let's get straight into it. Tell us where you were born and where did you grow up?
Okay, so I was born in Brisbane only after my parents were evacuated after Cyclone Tracy. So I was back up here when I was 8 months old. So I've been here all my life, really, but technically I wasn't born here.
Yeah, so they were evacuated because of Cyclone Tracy,
yeah.
And you were born down there?
Yep, that's right.
And how long have you been in the Territory?
Since I was 8 months old.
So yeah, okay.
Nearly 40 years.
All right. There's a true local.
Show my age.
Well, I've got some questions for you coming up after these ones. All right, and what schools did you go to?
Primary schools, Holy Spirit and Casuarina there, and then off to Dripstone and then Casuarina Secondary College.
Where the drips get stoned. Tell us about your first job.
Well, I guess my first job, really, my brother and I used to push lawnmowers up and down the street and mow all our neighbours' lawns for money, but my first proper job was a trolley boy. I was 15 at, I think it was...
Bilo?
Yeah. Even before that, Cheap Foods.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Casuarina Village, yeah, so that was a long time ago.
Okay, cool. So after that?
Okay, so I left high school, year 12, halfway through, and started an apprenticeship. So I was a carpenter, finished that in just over 3 years, and then my friend and I were subcontracting as roof carpenters, putting trusses and building roofs.
No doubt it was hot.
Very hot. There's no escape up there in the full sun, so, nah.
And I would love asking this question. What made you become a dodgy real estate agent?
Nothing dodgy about it, mate. I still like the building industry, and we work closely with it, obviously, in real estate. But looking for a change, looking for something better. And I come back from an overseas trip, and I was looking through the paper, and I saw a job, and off I went.
Yeah, just applied?
Yeah.
What company?
Darwin Real Estate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, early days.
Early days, yeah, 2002.
You know, I know your story, but for our listeners, did you go through a few companies? Did you go through the little boutique agencies to the large agencies? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I started at Darwin Real Estate, and then a couple of guys left there and started their own independent, so I went with them, which was really good. They ended up dissolving 3 or 4 years into it, which was great because I learned a lot there. But then I went to Remax Elders, had an opportunity to open my own and didn't look back. So it's been really good.
Oh, okay. Well, great segue into you did it with a few other agencies and thought, I'm going to do my own.
Learned what not to do.
Yeah. And look, a lot of people know about your partner, wife, and a very inspirational person, Jodie Hayes. When did she come into the fold? With this real estate stuff.
Okay, so it would have been after, actually we were at Remax and we were only there for a short time because Remax wasn't around for very long, but she started as my PA at Remax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we went from Remax to Elders and she was my PA there as well. But then when we left, obviously she's the business partner and
of course.
She's actually the boss, really.
Yeah, hell yeah, yeah. Good work. Now you guys are a great team. So then, you decided to start your own little company?
Yep.
Tell us about that.
We started on a shoestring budget, really. Started at the back of our house in a granny flat, which was really good. It made us focus on costs, and we kept the costs down, and profits were good.
Yep.
We expanded really quickly, so we needed more space. So we ended up getting an office premises in Yarrawonga, which has served us really well, and we're still growing now, really.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done in the Territory?
Craziest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. I don't know. Look, I suppose fishing at the barrage, mate. We used to do some silly stuff down there at Shady Cramp. Like, I wouldn't do that stuff now.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Can't elaborate?
No, not really.
All right. All right, the question we all want to know about. You were lucky enough, blessed enough to get invited to Arnold Schwarzenegger's house for a game of poker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, tell us all about that, please.
Okay, I had a phone call from a friend of mine who was originally invited and found out that he could take a guest. So he rang and said, Adam, what are you doing in two Saturdays from now? And I said, oh, not much, working, doing open inspections. And he said, do you want to come and play poker at Arnold Schwarzenegger's house? And I was like, are you what? Serious? So yeah, no, we said, yeah, hell yeah. Booked the flights, off we went. It was awesome.
Okay,
yeah.
So
it was a whirlwind trip though. Like, we flew in on a Friday and flew out on the Monday to LA. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, so you get invited to Arnold's house, you arrive in LA, you get dressed up for this poker game. You had your partners with you?
Yes.
Yep. You know, you walk, do you just walk up to his house?
No, so he's in a bit of a gated
community.
Yeah. up in the hills and pretty flash area. We arrived in this big Navigator, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But when we got out, there was this elephant and like there were kangaroos and crocodiles, and like he had a bit of a zoo.
As a bit of a welcoming committee.
Yeah, which was pretty different. It was cool. But I walked in and there he was and said g'day and shook a hand, and we had a few good conversations that night, shared a drink and a cigar with him and sat down, and a few other celebrities were mingling around.
So because it was a poker sort of thing at his thing, everyone was just casual.
Yep.
Was this place on room?
Yep, pretty cool. Up in the hills, overlooking like all of LA. It was a bit surreal.
Surreal,
you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Did the NT News end up putting a little article in the paper on it, or a little something?
I don't know, mate. I don't read it.
Yeah, good call. Good call. All right, well, you've been an absolute legend. I did say at the start that you're a real estate author. You're NT's first real estate author. You've got a pretty flash book. It's called Unreal Real Estate.
Unreal Advice.
Yep, yep. And please tell the people how they can get a copy of this book. I recommend you get it. It's, you know, it's to the value of $30, but Adam will give it away for free.
Yeah.
Mate, you know, how can they get it?
Email me directly at adam@calltoview.com.au, or it's on our website. There's a little link there, calltoview.com.au. Just click on the link, you'll get a book.
Yeah, you send it to them, signed copy.
Yep.
Tell them they heard the podcast and they get a signed version.
There you go.
Yeah, good work. All right, before we let you go, I put this out to the Humpty Doo community, the rural community, the Facebook group on Facebook that Jackie and I admin. And we're going to ask you a few yes or no questions. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Let's do it. Have you ever killed a crocodile?
No.
You have to think about that one again. Do you know what the term long grasser means?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard... Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, thanks, man. Have you ever heard of the Punciana lady?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a green ant's bum?
Yeah.
Do you at least have two dogs?
Had two dogs.
Oh, yeah? What dogs were they?
One was a cross pitbull, one was a mongrel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever had a salty plum?
Yeah.
Good work. Have you caught a feral pig?
Yes.
Good work. Have you ever caught a feral pig?
Yeah.
Yeah, the boys go out hunting, killing, stabbing. Have you ever been involved in it?
Yeah.
See, you're almost a true local. Have you ever been in the NT News?
Probably.
Okay. Is your beer fridge bigger than your food fridge?
No.
Have you... what?
What's colder?
Okay, all right. Okay. Have you ever chucked a sickie to go fishing?
Yeah.
Ever used gammon in a sentence?
Don't be gammon, Peter.
All right, gotcha. Mate, you're a true local. And last but not least, before we let Adam go, I know you're busy. Last question. What date was Cyclone Tracy?
That was Christmas Day, 74.
Okay, good work, good work. And that's him stomping his thongs, ladies and gentlemen. Mate, an absolute pleasure for having you. Thank you so much, and make sure you get a copy of his book. So now we move on to the Donkey of the Week, which is a segment that is, you know, to give someone in the territory the credit they deserve for being stupid or silly. In this case, Donkey of the Week for the first week of May goes to the Palmerston City Council. Now listen to this. Palmerston Council faces major budget blowout over the environmental cleanup at the abandoned Archer tip. Council had thought the cleanup of the abandoned tip would cost $4 million, but an estimate prepared by a quantity surveyor puts the figure at $10.7 million. A $4 million loan approved by local government minister Bess Price in February won't even cover half the estimated cost of the rehabilitation. As recently as mid-2016, CEO Ricky Bruin, that's the council CEO, quoted a $4 million figure for the cleanup in the council's 2015/2020 draft plan. So there you go. Donkey of the week to the Palmerston City Council. Give them the biggest hee-haw. Thank you so much for listening, and look forward to bringing you our next episode very soon, actually, and it's going to be a special guest, of course. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.